An impassioned address by one Greek leader frustrated by politics and economics.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Greece's finance minister said today he will stick with his plan for the country to have a surplus by next year, having more revenues than the amount it spends. And he says that's going to help the country avoid international blackmail and humiliation, his words. Greece's economy is expected to contract by 5.5% this year. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant is with us now from Athens with the latest on the debt crisis there. Hi, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Why is this week so critical for Greece?
Well, it's absolutely critical because Greece really is running out of money. It's only got enough to last it until about the middle of October. And what the country desperately needs is to get its hands on the next tranche of money that was agreed during a bailout rescue package in 2010. It's expecting to get $11 billion. That's what it needs to pay its bills, to pay things like civil service salaries and pensions. And if it doesn't get this money, it's going to be in severe trouble. And there's a real likelihood that the country will default.
Greece's finance minister, Malcolm, lashed out at his European neighbors today, saying that his country was being made a scapegoat. Does he have a point?
He's very upset that Greece is being dictated to by the European Union and also the International Monetary Fund. And his defiance is not going to do Greece any favours because he's due to have a conversation later on during the course of the day with international inspectors. And he needs to convince them that Greece is on the right path so that Greece can get the money it needs to avoid default. So he's making some noise for domestic consumption in Greece, but he's aggravating the Europeans and also the International Monetary Fund at the same time.
The BBC's Malcolm Brabant in Athens. Malcolm, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Let's do the numbers. Well, Greece's role in the European debt crisis is hammering global stocks at the moment. European markets are down an average of 2 or 3%. A new poll by the Associated Press and CNBC shows only 2 in 10 Americans believe they'll achieve wealth sometime in the next decade. Wall Street Friday, make it 5 gains in a row for markets here at home. The Dow tacked on 75 points to close at 11,509, up about 5% for the week.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
This morning, President Obama will outline a new proposal that will up the tax rate for the wealthiest Americans. Yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called that plan just another tax hike at a time when the country's lackluster economy cannot afford it.
We've borrowed too much. We've spent too much. We're dramatically overregulating every aspect of the private sector in our country. And now we're threatening to raise taxes on top of it. That's not going to get the economy moving.
Meanwhile, Republicans want to cut entitlement programs such as Medicare or Medicaid. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Gregory Warner reports.
All the easy cuts to Medicare were made last year to pay for health care reform.
So there really aren't so many obvious places to cut.
Bonnie Washington, senior VP at the consulting firm Avalier Health, says what's left on the table are more painful cuts, cuts to drug payments or to hospital and doctor fees. She says the president may choose to delegate those tough decisions to the nonpartisan committee created by the health law to reduce Medicare spending.
So this new entity will put forth proposals to cut various parts of Medicare spending.
But wherever those cuts fall, be it on the drug companies or doctors or nursing homes, they'll surely argue those cuts will cost jobs. So should the president sacrifice healthcare jobs to pay for his jobs bill? Yes, says David Cutler, health economist at Harvard.
At that point, what happens is as healthcare spends less, there are fewer jobs in healthcare, but there are more jobs in other industries because those industries can now afford to hire more people.
Cutler says what the president really needs to do is change the Medicare discussion from cuts to efficiency. The question isn't just how to spend less, but how to get doctors to do less. He gives me this analogy.
It's the difference between Walmart deciding to lower prices by firing workers and thus having the stores be dirtier versus Walmart figuring out how to make its trucks not have to travel as far and so using less gas and bringing goods to market cheaper.
But no one complains when Walmart uses less oil. When a hospital curbs the number of CAT scans, that's a different bag. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Executives for bankrupt solar company Solyndra plan to testify before Congress this week. That's not likely to clear up confusion, though, over the company's assets and contracts. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
Solyndra didn't sell directly to consumers. It had contracts with developers who installed Solyndra panels for Coca-Cola, Frito-Lay, and other clients. The clients won't lose any power, says analyst Shale Khan at GTM Research. But if something goes wrong...
These panels presumably had either a 20 or 25-year warranty on them. Now that seems to be invalid.
Khan says banks will look more closely at solar business models.
Is the technology going to last as expected for 20 years? And will the company be around for 20 years to honor the warranty?
At IDC Energy Insights, analyst Sam Jaffe says the government isn't likely to get its money back from Solyndra. Much of the loan money went toward a state-of-the-art factory.
It was valuable to Solyndra, but it's probably not valuable to anybody else.
He says the factory is so specific, it's useless, unless you want to copy Solyndra's product. Jaffe says it'll likely sell
for scrap metal prices.
I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, there are a lot of folks who pride themselves on doing good for the environment. They recycle, they conserve electricity, they even bike to work. But apparently most people put the kibosh on being green when it comes to clean clothes. The New York Times reports sales of cold water detergents, which use much less energy, are still really bad, even with new and improved cold water soaps. In Germany, where being energy conscious is a rite of passion, marketers say people care more about stain fighting than they do about saving the environment. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Time to play with the kids or just read a good book. How much is that worth?
We always say, what would you rather have, more money or more time? And I bet you people will always say more time.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wealth or well-being? And the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.